Let's talk for a minute about what the religion of evolutionism indoctrinates people to believe. We all know the basics, that it teaches everyone is related to squirrels, chipmunks, peaches, and pond scum. But it goes much deeper than that. Besides the famous tree of lies that is being uprooted as we speak, they also teach that after bacteria eventually evolved into fish, that later evolved into monkeys, that these monkeys next surfed from Africa to America. That's right, everyone. That is how monkeys got to South America. They surfed there. But it gets much more ridiculous than that. How about when they found bird footprints in Precambrian rock layers? These rocks are supposed to be before dinosaurs even existed, or life even arose. To evotards, it's the earliest eons of Earth's history. But don't worry about this discovery. They just blamed Native Americans for carving them into the bedrock because they had nothing better to do. That's right, everyone. Natives carved tracks of creatures they had never seen before into rocks in the middle of nowhere because they were bored. Got it. But why do squid and octopus exist in the theory of evotardism? Well, because according to them, they lack any known phylogeny with anything on Earth. Well, in their words, one plausible explanation, in our view, is that the new genes are likely new extraterrestrial imports to Earth. Grrr. Plausible, huh? Oh, but it gets better. They have details for how this fable even happened. They state, the squid eggs hitched a ride to Earth on the back of asteroids. Here is what the team of 33 different authors in a recent peer-reviewed study agreed to say. Thus, the possibility of crypto-preserved squid and octopus eggs arrived in icy bodies several hundred million years ago should not be discounted, as that would be a parsimonious cosmic explanation for the octopus' sudden emergence in Earth 270 million years ago. So cosmic flying squid and octopus flew here from distant parts of the universe just to splash down in our oceans and become mortal enemies with one another. That makes total sense now. And that's totally scientific and logical. Atheists are great at word salad and twisting the definition of words around. Macroevolution is the perfect example because they know it has two definitions. So when a creationist says that macroevolution is not true, they immediately jump on the opportunity and use the other definition of the word, which is speciation, which is true, all while ignoring the other definition entirely, which is large-scale change over time, like a dog to a whale, which is not true. They do this knowing darn well that they are being deceitful, so the next time an atheist tries to play word games, remind them of the actual definition of the word and how they mix truth with lies to push their agenda, and then expose them for what they are. It's obvious by now that humans need another near-extinction level event to occur so that we can evolve up again. Wouldn't you agree? To our next level. Just like last time, where primitive man went in and modern-day man came out. Remember, anything is possible with evolution, even a horse with wings. Just give it time. Give it time. In closing, the next time some cocky atheist God-hater tells you that you believe in magic, remind them, M in M theory, even according to Edward Witten, who is its creator, M should stand for magic. And the true meaning of the title should be decided when a more fundamental formulation of the theory is known. It is them that actually believe in magic, because God hates magic, and even a layman of scripture knows this. So again, it is them that believe in magic, and they are too dumb to even connect the dots, because they don't even know what their own theory teaches.